Today's Daf is Daf Samach. So let's take it from the very, very top line of Daf Samach. The Gemara says, Ad Kama, up until what point, if you look at Rashi to explain the question, Rashi, Ad Kama, Kama Chadashim, Islam Lameimar, Sheyodela, Kira Milinik Meisha Acheres. So if a child, a newborn, doesn't recognize his or her mother yet, so it's easy to switch to a wet nurse. At what point, how far into the nursing will a child, or into the into the child's life, will he recognize his mother and refuse to go to another menekes? So the Gemara explains, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Bar Abba, Amar Rav. There's a three machlokas here. Rav holds Shlosha Chadashim, Shmuel Amar Shloshim Yom, Reb Yitzchak Amar Reb Yochanan Chamishim Yom, either 3 months, 30 days, or 50 days. So Gemara says, Amar Reb Simi Bar Abba, Abaya Halacha, Reb Yitzchak, Shamar Mishim Reb Yochanan, that we pass in 50 days. Gemara says, I understand Bishnah Rav Reb Yochanan, the one who says 3 months, for his 50 days, so 3 months is 60 days. Let's say 60 days and 50 days, those two opinions I get, different children recognize at an earlier age, a little bit later, between 50 and 60 days, that makes sense. Shmuel, he's at 30 days, which is much earlier. Now, 30 and 50 is not so big, but in the lifetime of a child, that's almost twice as long to wait to find out how to recognize a child. So can you find a child that 30 days in, he starts recognizing his own mother? So Gemara says, Ki also Rami, Bar Yechezkel Amar Lo Titzisinu Lahani Klali. Don't listen to these rules. The Kal Yehuda Achi, that my brother Yehuda had established Mishmei de Shmuel. Don't trust what he says, because really what Shmuel actually does say is Hachi Amar Shmuel. Kozman Shemakira Hahi Daasa and Show Kozman Shemakira. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Kozman Shemakira. Three lines from the top here. Ain Shila Davar. There's no set shear. 30 days, 50 days, 60 days. There's no shear. El Babdika Hadavar Tal. You inspect it. You have to figure it out. If we realize that the child recognizes his own mother and refused to nurse from any other mother, so then we force her to continue to nurse. So it's not depending on a shear. We have to test out the child. Each child is different. So Gemara then says, "Hahi da'asi l'kamei d'Shmuel." There's one, say, Grusha, that didn't want to nurse her child, and they came to Shmuel to ask a shaila. Amalei, he says, "L'Ravdimi bar Yosef zio badke." Go inspect, go see whether the child recognizes his mother. If the child does not recognize his mother, so the child could nurse from another, from a wet nurse. But if he does recognize his mother, then we force the mother to nurse him. So Azil Osrei b'Dari Dinashe. So we place the child in a row of women. V'shakli lebar bra. They took the child, v'kamahader la'alayu, and placed the child in front of each of these ladies to see if he recognized. Kimati legave have. When he got to his own mother, have a kamaser leape. He started to recognize her face and look at her. Kavshetinu le'ena mina. She tried hiding. She didn't want the child to recognize her. But it's clear that the child already recognized his own mother, and therefore, based on the badika, they forced the mother to continue to nurse her own child. So Amalei, natav enach kum dar barach. Open your eyes and go take your child from here. This is your child. You have an obligation to feed him. So then the Gemara asks, so what about a summa minayada? What about a child who's blind, who cannot see his mother? Can you do, what's the bedika for a summa? And Amar Rav Ashi, berecha ubetama. By smelling his own mother, or even by tasting his own mother, these are two other ways to recognize their mother, even without seeing his mother. So Gemara then says, continuing on a summa topic of being yonek, Tani Rabbanim. Yonek tinok veholich ad esim v'arba chodesh, that a child could nurse from his mother up until Esim v'arba chodesh, 24 months, 2 years, mikan ve'elech, but to nurse older than the age of two, that's kiyonik sheket divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's like eating a sheket, something disgusting, beyond 2 years, 2 years old, the child should not nurse. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, afilo arba v'chamesh shonim, even 4 and 5 years it's allowed. However, that's only if it's consistent, continuous. But pirish, if the child, however, stops nursing for, we'll see, a few days, and then la'achar esim v'arba chodesh v'chazer kiyonik sheket. In other words, if the child is nursing for 10 years, 2 years rather, 2 years, and then he stops nursing for 3 days, we'll see that to you later. I'm going to tell you right now, he stops nursing for 3 days, and then he wants to, or the mother wants to continue to nurse him after that point, then it can't be chozer. If it's continuous, he can go till he's 4, till he's 5, that's fine. But if there's a pause of 3 days, and that pause took place after 2 years, then the child cannot be chozer v'yonik, and if he does, that's considered kiyonik sheket. So Gemara requotes part of this brisa, Amar Mar. Mikan ve'elech kiyonik sheket. Beyond 4 and 5 years, that's like eating something disgusting. Urimin, he asks Gemara, Yachol, it's a little bit of a confusing brisa, but Yachol yechela chalav, rather. Yachol yechalav mehalche shtaim tame. Now, even though the word is tame, Rashi refers to iser. So one might think milk of a person, of mahalche shtaim, a person who walks on 2 feet, that's a human being, obviously. So a human, one might think that the milk of a mother is usur. So not to the child, but to somebody else might be usur. V'dinhu. And it makes sense to say that no one other than the old child should eat the milk, drink the milk. Ma behema shekalta bimaga. By a regular behema, we're makel. If the animal's alive, an animal that's alive can never be tame. Animal you touch can never become tame. But hechmarta bechalva, but you cannot eat the milk of a behema tamea, of a pig, you can't eat pig milk. Adam shechmarta bimaga, but a person who's alive, you're machmir in the maga. If she's tame, she can be tame in her life, and one who touched her becomes tame. So if tumas maga applies to Adam, so certainly you should be machmir not to drink her milk as well. That's the havamina. So tamalomer esa gomal kimala gera he tame vein. It says here who kimala gera who tame vein chalava mahalche shtaim tame ella tahur. So Gemara makes a drasha, only the milk of a gomal, of a camel, or any other non-kosher animal, that milk is usur, but the milk of a human being would be mutter. So Yachal Otsias Achalav Sheno Shava Bechol. Maybe I'll exclude, in other words, I'll exempt that one's allowed to drink milk of a human because that's not Shava Bechol, but it's not equally usur. As opposed to Lo Otsias, because the milk of a Behemoth Torah is kosher, milk from a Behemoth Tmei is usur, so there's already a kula by milk in general. But maybe by dam, blood, for Lo Otsias Adam Shushav Bechol, all animals, is the issue to eat blood from all animals, whether kosher or not kosher. So maybe the blood of a human should be usher as well. So tamalomer, who tamay, vein dam halchishtaim, tamay elatar. Only the milk of a non-kosher animal is usher, but the milk of a kosher animal, of a human, and the blood of a human, that's all permitted. Fine. So either way, we see from this, though, v'amar yishash, shev sheshes, afil mitzvah prisha ainbo. There's not even an inn to separate from this. So we said above that a child who's eating more than 4 or 5 years or 2 years, depending on the shita, it's kionic shekets. This price, it says, anybody could drink the milk. There's no limitation of how old a person has to be that's also to drink milk. You could drink milk to the rest of your life if you wanted to do. So what's the, how do we reconcile this? And the Gemara says, no, lo kasher, kam de parish, ha de lo parish. Look at Rashi to explain. Had the parish, had the katani mutter. When is it mutter? When the, without any age limit, it's kishapirish midadeh ha'isha l'kli. When the milk is in a cup, it's in a utensil or something. Drinking from there, it's always mutter. There's no hesitation. The hayonik minadad. However, one who's nursing, that's kionik sheket midirabanan. If it's over the age of 2 or age of the 4 or 5, depending on that machlokas, that's the difference. So Gemara says v'chilufu medam, but it's this complete opposite when it comes to drinking blood. However, blood from the body itself is mutter, as we'll see. Blood that's been separate from the body is usur. So Gemara says gedetani. The Brayse says damsha gabi kikar. If you find blood of a human in a piece of bread, goro, you should scrape it out v'ochel and eat the rest because you can't eat blood from a human even. Shebein hashinaim. If the blood is in one's own mouth between his teeth, motus, are you allowed to suck it? V'ein achosh, there's no concern. So blood, while it's still part of the body, is allowed. Once it's separated, it's usur. Milk was the opposite. Milk is, if it's still part of the body, it's usur after a certain age. But once it's been separate from the body, the milk is actually mutter. So then the Gemara says further. Amar mar, Rabbi Yeshua omer, afilu arbev chameh shanim. Even 4 or 5 years, one could continue to be yonik. The Hatane, but doesn't Brice a quote from Rabbi Yeshua himself? The Rabbi Yeshua omer, afil chavilasel shak seifav, that even if the child is walking, holding, schlepping something on his shoulder, he could still continue to be yonik from his mother. So it's a different shear. The Gemara says, no, that's the same shear. Idi v'idi chad shi'iruhu. So Amar of Yosef, halacha k'Rabbi Yeshua, that one's allowed to continue to nurse from his mother to the age of 4 and 5. Says the Gemara further now. Again, same topic of yonik, but a different application now. Tanya, Rabbi Marinos, Omer, Goneach, a person's Goneach, and Rashi says his heart hurts him, he's got something bothering him, and apparently the milk would help relieve that pain. Yonik Chalav B'Shabbos, a person's allowed to be yonik, and Rashi explains not yonik from a mother, but apparently yonik from a goat, says Rashi. Yonik Chalav Mishim Rufuaso Chalav A's. Apparently milk, you know, nursing from a goat, if you could use that term, that would be allowed on Shabbos, even though Rufu is normally usur, but this is where the person was somewhat dangerously ill. And why? What's the reason? So my taima, yonik mifarik kilachar yad. Yonik, whenever you extract milk, that's a malach of dush is the av, the tolda is a mifarik. So mifarik, extracting milk or juice or liquid from something, a solid, like squeezing a grape, for example, that would be considered dush here as well. But it's allowed since it's klach hayad, nobody is yonik from an aze, so it's a shinoi, and b'makom tzar, in a place of tzar, where he's going through this discomfort, lo gozer ban, they were not gozer when it came to a klach hayad. And Amar Rav Yosef, halacha, k'rebi marinus. Tosfos just explains here, gonech yonik chala b'shabbos, lav b'sheyesh bo sakana ayri. We're not talking about where the guy is dangerously ill, like I said in the Gemara. De'im kein, my iria mishum d'havi b'far klach hayad. You don't need a reason to say shinoi. Afil havi m'lacha d'rayis ashari b'makom sakana. If he's really danger, so then pikuach nefesh, nothing stands in the way of pikuach nefesh, in terms of Shabbos at least. So therefore he says, it's a situation whereby it was not dangerously ill, but since he was uncomfortable, tsar was a good enough reason to do a m'lacha ayadei shinoi. The Gemara then says further, Tanya, Nachum Ish Galia, that was his name, Omer, actually before you, I want to do something else before that, look at Tosus for a second, Mifar Klach Hayad. Ask Tosus the following question, Vim Tomar, Afilo Lo Havi Klach Hayad, Nami, even if it wasn't Shinoi, it would still be allowed, the Ha In Disha El Begidu Lekarka, the Gemara says, Daf Ein Alf, Dush is when you extract something of that which grows from the ground. Grapes grow from the ground, but milk does not grow from the ground, so this is not the Isser of Dush at all. What's the Shaila of the Gemara? So Tosa says the last two lines of this Tosa, he says, V'yei Shlomar, the Itzrich Taima Dehacha, you still need the reason of Mefar Klach Hayad, the Mishum de Rebbe Yehuda Savar, the Yesh Disha Shaloba Gidula Karka, the Mechai Bipotzei Chilazon Nami Mishum Dush. He felt, Rebbe Yehuda's opinion, that if you squeeze out the blood of a Chilazon, that's Dush. Ah, it doesn't grow from the ground. Elamai, we see that he does not limit Dush to Gidula Karka. Even animals are Bechlal Gidula Karka. So the Gemara here is going according to Rebbe Yehuda, that even though there is Dush by an animal, we have to say it's Klach Hayad. Now there is, I believe, Tosos on Daf Ayin Gimel, Tosos quotes, I didn't look him up, I believe he says this, Shabbos Ayin Gimel, that he actually holds animals are Gidulei Karka. They don't go from the ground, but they do nourish, they do eat from the ground, and that is considered, according to Tosos, that's considered an extension of Gidulei Karka. So it's not only according to Yehuda, but according to even the Stam understanding that Gidulei Karka, that Dush does apply to Gidulei Karka, animals are called Gidulei Karka. Fine, so back inside the Gemara now. Last two narrow lines. Tanya. Nochem ish galya omer tsinur. If you have a pipe or really a gutter, that sha'alubo kashkashim, there are certain now leaves, branches that stuff the gutters. Umemachen beraglo betzina b'shabbos. You're allowed to kind of use your leg and scrape away, move away the any of the debris that's there. Ve'nochosh is no concern of fixing anything on Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? Even though it's tikkun, it might be some type of binyan or bona, or makabepatish, it's allowed. Why? My time. Misakin klach hayad, who it's shinoi. Using your feet is not the normal way to fix something in the gutters. Uvemakum seida, and since it was dripping into the house and causing damage, Rashi explained, lo gozer barabon, they were not gozer, and that would be allowed. And Amar of Yosef, halacha, kanacham ishgalu, that's how we pass. And just look at Rashi. Says Rashi, kashkashim, kashim vasavim, grass and whatnot, shesosmin umakvin esa kilucho, it stopped the flow, umeimiv yotin, the water would overflow, umispashin lagag vadofin labais, was causing a drip in the house, so that's a hefsed, so a shinoi on a malacha is allowed, but makum hefsed. So look at Tosas in the bottom here. Tosas says, "Mimachin beragla betzina b'shabes v'hadamar." Don't we have a cloud that says in general, "Kol makom she'asu chachamim mipnei maris ayin afi b'chadei chadarim aser." So what do you mean? Isn't this maris ayin? People are going to see me fixing my house, and they're going to say, "Oh, it's even though it's betzina, but a person might see me nonetheless." And the maris ayin is aser afi b'chadei chadarim. So how is this allowed? B'makom betzina, says Tosas. If I'm doing a melacha deraisa, that would only be allowed, that would not be allowed anywhere. If it's a iser melacha that looks like Mars Ayim, that's aser, bein b'farhesia, bein b'tzina. But this case, says Tosa, the end of Al-Hacha, is lo yiru el melacha klach hayad, it's a shino. So let's say they catch me. At worst, I'm doing a shino, I'm using my feet. That's only a dirabanan, and by dirabanan, there not goes a Mars Ayim b'tzina. So back inside the Gemara now, Gemara says last five lines of the page here, Perish la'achar esim v'arba chodesh v'chazar kionik shekets. If after 2 years of nursing, the child separates and then goes back to nurse again, that's when he says it's kionik shekets. V'kama, how long does that separation have to be to now ask him for returning to yonik from his mother? Amar v'yehuda bar chaviva, amar shmuel, shlosh yamim, anikad amri tana v'yehuda bar chaviva, kamar d'shmuel, shlosh yamim, 3 days. If there's been 3 days of separation, he cannot be chozer and yonik from his mother if it's after 24 months. So then the Gemara says further, Tanir Rabbanam, Meinekes Shemes Baila. So let's say a woman who's nursing, her husband dies. Besoch Esim V'arba Cholesh Harei Zolot Tisareis Zolot Tinasa. She cannot get married were engaged ad until, says the Gemara on the top of Amar Beis here, ad esim v'ar b'chovdesh divi Rebbe Meir. If a woman, lo leinu, she's nursing, and her husband dies, she cannot get married for 2 years of nursing her child. And Rebbe Yehuda matir b'shmon esrei chodesh, she said 18 months. It's still a long time. So you look at Rashi to explain why. Says Rashi in the top of Samech Amar Beis, ad esim v'ar b'chovdesh, Shema tisaber, because she might get pregnant from her new husband, but tistarech ligmos bunah, she's now going to have to wean her previous child because she can't be nursing and pregnant at the same time. Ubal ze, her new husband, ain't no aviv, it's not the child of her previous child, and she ikna lo beitim v'chol, not going to buy food. The child's going to be left without being taken care of, so the mother has to make sure the child gets food until he's 2 years old, and then he sees big enough to start being self-sufficient to a certain extent, I guess, and then she can get married after either 2 years or 18 months. So Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Nosson bar Yosef, hein hein, diri Beis Shammai, hein hein, diri Beis Hillel. This is the same exact machlokas as we find between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. She Beis Shammai omrim, esim v'arba chodesh, Beis Hillel omrim, shmona sar chodesh. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, ein ani achriya, I'll explain, I'll be machriya the din here. The divrei ha'omer, esim v'arba chodesh, mutars li nasei besim v'echad chodesh. The one who says 24 months, really allows you to get married after 21 months. And the divrei ha'omer, b'shmona sar chodesh, it's really rates 15 months. Why? The fish ain't chalav nekar el achar shloshe chadashim. Apparently, that when a woman stops, nursing, that it still takes 3 months for the milk to go bad. So you really have extra 3 months. So 15 months of stopping to nurse, there's still going to be milk that's available, apparently, or at least maybe milk that she could refrigerate, perhaps, that will be still available for 3 months of taking care of the child. So whether it's 21 or 15, you really have 3 months after getting married. So then the Gemara says, Amar Ula, Halacha Krebi Yehuda, and that's what we paskin, but Amar Mar Ukva Li Hitti Rabbi Chanina La Seis La'achar Chamisha Asar Chodesh, and I had a particular situation where it's permitted to get married after 15 months. Because again, there's 3 months afterwards, even if she gets married or pregnant, the 3 months will be extra of still available for the child to nurse from. So now the Gemara says that there was a Maisa, Arise Dabai, the Aris, the sharecropper of Abaye, also the Kami Dabai, ask the following Shaila to Abai, who is his employer. Amrle, Mal li Ares Bechamisha Sechodesh. Is one allowed to get engaged after 15 months? So Amrle, Chada number one is Rabbi Yehuda, we pass Galacha Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says you only have to wait 15 months or 18 months, but 15 months really, so that's number one why it would be allowed. Oh, moreover, Beishame Beitzilah, Halacha Beitzilah, who also says 15 months. Vamr Ula, Halacha Krebi Yehuda, Vamar Mar Ukva Li Hitter Rabbi Chani Lasesh Lacher Chamisha Asar Chodesh. So all these situations, they all permitted after 50 months, so there's no hesitation. And not only that, Kol Shkein Da'at Liyaris, and you're only asking to get engaged, not to get married. The whole chashash was to get married and not having milk for the new child, the old child, but you're only asking to get engaged, so there's certainly no issue here at all. He also the comment of Yosef, Abai now reports to Rav Yosef that the Shiloh came to his door and he gave the heter of getting married after 15 months. So Rav Yosef says back to Abaye, Amalei, Rav Shmuel, Damar Tavaya, they both hold, Tzichel Hamten Esim Varba Chodesh. They say you have to wait a full 24 months. Chutz Miyom Shinolabo, Chutz Miyom Shinisasebo. Aside from the day that the child's born and the day you get engaged, you need 24 months in between those, not 15 months. So what happened? Abai realized he made a mistake. Rot Basi ran after the Aris. Tlasa Parsa, 3 Parsa. Armila, others say Parsa, 1 Parsa. Bechalava Velo Adruchei. And he didn't catch up to him. He wanted to tell him he made a mistake in the sock, but it was too late at that point. So the Gemara then says, Amar Abaye, Haimil Sadam Rabbanan. That which Rabbanan say, Afilu Biosa Bekuscha. Egg with milk. Everyone knows eggs are pariv, and milk is dairy. Lo lishay inish b'makom rabbi. You should not paskin, even though it's a pasha din, you shouldn't paskin even the most obvious things in the presence of your rebbe. Abai should have asked Rav Yosef. He didn't, and he made a mistake, and even on an obvious din that he knew. Lo mishum demechsei b'kapi kursa. Not because it looks like chutzpah. It's not a lack of cover to the rebbe. Ella mishum de lo mistaya milsala. You're not going to have lemeimra. You're not going to have a siyata d'shmaya. To give psak halacha, you need to have the siyata d'shmaya. If you're in the presence of the Rebbe, you're going to lack siyata d'shmaya. To ha'ana have a gemira lay lahadir of Shmuel. I knew this halacha. I knew Rav Shmuel paskin this way. 24 months. Afil hachi, lo mesai lemilsa lemeimra. I wasn't zochah to say this. So don't paskin in the presence of your Rebbe. Look what Tosas writes here. Kiapikrusa, nafkamina, sheheicha sheharav mocha akvoda. Let's say Rebbe says, I don't care. Paskin all you want. The shari, there's no issue of kavod, but filohachi al yore de lo mistaya milsa hol v'rabo etzlov. Your rebbe's near you, there's an issue to paskin nonetheless, or you won't have siyata d'shmaya in the presence of your rebbe. So now the Gemara says further. Look at top Tosas just for a second. Actually, Tosas writes, Afil b'yasa b'kutzcha, that the egg in the milk, everybody knows is mutter. Mefarish ba'arich, the la b'stam beitzim. We're not talking about regular eggs. The ein l'cha am ha'aretz shelo yahada shem mutaris b'chav. Everybody knows that. That's too obvious of an example to say. Ella b'shochei tarnegolas, when you shech the chicken, u'matzah ba'beitzim gumus, and you find inside full eggs inside, Mari, shemutel achlam b'chav. One might think, since you found them in the chicken itself, maybe it should be fleishiks, and you shouldn't have the milcheks. That's the din we're saying, no, that is a halacha, that's parv still nonetheless, but not everybody knows that, but a rav certainly does know that halacha, and nonetheless a person shot paskin a shayla in the presence of his rebbe. So Gemara then quotes a brayso, Tani Rabbanan. Nitna b'na l'minekes. If a person gives his child or her child to a wet nurse, ogamalaso, or she weans him, omes, where he dies, mutarsli nasemiyat, she's allowed to get married immediately because she's no longer feeding her child. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, braid Rav Yeshua, savor lemevad uvda ki amasisa. They wanted the paskin based on this that the woman is no longer nursing her child, even though her child is of age. He thought that she could get married immediately. So Amrulay, Hahi Sabasa, a certain elderly lady said, Bididi hava uvda, I had this ma'isa to me. But Asali, they said it's asr to get married right away. So Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said it's asr. Aini, is that really true? V'ha Rav Nachman sharu luhu, the Bei Reish Galusa? Wasn't there a ma'isa in the house of the Reish Galusa where he permitted one to get married right away? So, shiny Bei Reish Galusa, dilo hadribu. No, Reish Galusa's house is very different. There, they're not chozer. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, four narrow lines down in Rashi. The lo hadribu, meinika shepaskala hanik b'neim, yira lachzerba lefi shebnei adam muyamim him. So the house of Reish Galusa, the mother there was some mother who had hired a meinekes to nurse a child, and then she became an almana. The almana was allowed to get married right away. Why? Because a woman who's hired by the house of Reish Galusa, that meinekes will never retract. She'll be too scared to ever pull back, so you could trust that she'll nurse and the child will be taken care of. But in she'achmin, other people, duma hadribu haminika, maybe the woman that she hired will say, you know what? I'm actually not interested. I'm going to go back. I'm not working for you anymore. Now the mother has to start nursing on her own. She has to start nursing her. So therefore, it's not worth taking the risk that a woman should ever wean from her child. Even if she does hire a menekes, you never know if the menekes will backtrack. Do not hold of the following b'risa. The Tani, the b'risa, teaches us. If the woman is always going back to her father's house, she got into a fight with her husband, there was anger there, and she went back to her father's house. The husband's in the jail. He's overseas. He's old or sick. Or she's can't have children. She's too old to have children. Too old, too young. Biologically not able to have a... Umapelas achar mises baila, as she had a miscarriage, v'shena rui leila, she can't have children, all these different circumstances, even though all these cases, she won't have children, kulan tzrichon lahamtin, shlosha chadashim divrei meir. There's a din alo plug that she always must wait 3 months. Now, even though the 3 month wait period between husband A, husband B is in order lahavchin, who the right father is, in this case, there's no chashash because she can't have children, unfortunately, but nonetheless, the gzera exists lo plug across the board, says Rabbi Meir, she always must wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi Matir, the Aris Lina Semiyad, even though Rabbi Yossi says she can get married either way because there's no chashash here, there's no need lahavchin bein the shlosha chadashim, she can't have children, nonetheless, we paskin, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel Halacha, Krebi Meir, Bigzerosav. Anytime there's a gzera, whenever there's a gzera, chachamim, we always paskin like chachamim, like Rav Meir rather. So look at Rashi to explain what's the question here. So we're talking about Shlosh Chadashim, being husband to husband, versus Yonik, 24 months. What's the Shaykh? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bigzerosav, B'chol Makam Shumachmir Midrabanan, whenever a Dinder Abanan is at play, and Rav Meir is Machmir, always paskin like Rav Meir. Alma afogav dein kan lahavkin bein zara shavishon l'shosheni. Even though she can't have children and the time isn't relevant, dehalo me'abra, she can't become pregnant. Lo plug rabbanan betakanas gzeros. They didn't make a distinctions. Shalhem bein isha l'isha. The gazu stam shetamtin kol isha shlosha chadashim. Every woman who gets remarried must wait at least 3 months. V'achanami lo plug here as well. B'meinekes rabbanan lo plug rabbanan. B'meinekes shemeis baila. If her husband dies, bein shehi minikasa bein she'ena minikasa. Whether or not she's nursing or not nursing, if her husband dies, when it comes to this din, she must wait the full 24 months if she has a child of 24 months. Even though she may not be nursing, but her child is still under 2 years, she must wait the full 2 years before getting married because of lo plug. Lo plug, that's the question. So how can you say one can get married right away? So Gemara says, Amrlei, lava daitin, I didn't pay attention, you're right. I made a mistake in this halacha, and she should have to wait the full 24 months. So Hilchasa, the pasuk is, Mace, Mutter, Gemalaso, Aser. If the child is dead, then she does not have to wait. She can get married right away because there's no child. If she weans, but the child's alive, even though she's not nursing anymore, that's Aser to get married right away. He felt, no, even if the child died, there's still a little plug, she must wait the full amount of time. Dilma Katlale, because there's a chashash that a mother, if she can't get married while a child's still alive, and she wants to get married, she might choke her child, chas v'shalom, to death, so that she can have a hetter to get married. So they said, no, even if the child's dead, it's not going to work. The gzeir, the waiting period, is still there. And the Gemara says, unfortunately, there's one tava uvda, the chan ksei, that a woman once choked her own child just so that she could get married. The Gemara said, lo, he don't ask a kasha from that maisa, ha he shota, he, that lady was crazy, no mother, sane mother, will choke her own child, and therefore it's not a raya, and if a woman, if the child does die, lo leinu, so the mother can get married immediately. So you go a few more lines here, the Gemara says as follows. Tanya Rabbanan. Hareisha not nula ben lahanik. A person gives his child, her child, to be nursed by somebody else. Hareisha latanik imo. That menekes, not the mother, but the other, the hired menekes. She cannot lo tinak imo lo buna lo ben chaverta. She cannot nurse somebody else along with the child. So if she's again, she's hired to nurse Reuven, she can't nurse another child Shimon nor her own child either. She has to focus completely on that child Reuven that she's hired to feed. Paska kima. Let's say the mother who hired her gives her only little food. This menekes must ensure that she eats a lot, because in order to nurse, you have to eat more. You're feeding yourself and you're also feeding a child. Even if she was only given a few amounts of food, she must make sure she eats more than that. Lo tochal ima dvarm haram l'chalv. She certainly has to make sure not to eat certain foods that are bad for producing milk. So Gemara says, wait a sec. We just said above, she can't feed a second child nor her own child. Hasha b'na amris. Once he said she can't even feed her own child when she's tired, so lo ben chaver to mibari. Do you have to tell me that she can't feed someone else's child? That's obvious. If she can't feed her own child, certainly she can feed someone else's child as well. So ma'al the same. What would you have thought? Benahu dechay salayu mamsi leitve. Now the reason why she can't feed her own child along with the child she's hired to feed, because maybe she's going to favor her own child and give that child more than she gives the one she's hired to. So your child must be out of the picture. About ben chaverta, but the two children who are not her own, so she'll be fair. And if she didn't have extra, she wouldn't give some other child. So there wouldn't be such a chashash if it was another child. Kamashman, no. If you're hired to nurse one child, you must be exclusive to that one child. So Paska Kima, we said, if the mother who hires her gives her only a little amount of food, Kima Ochelas Harbe, she must eat a lot. Mehecha, where's she getting it from? If she's only being given a certain amount of money, where is she finding the extra food? So Amar Rav Sheshis Mishalo, she has her own food, she has her own stash, that's whatever she finds the food from. So lo sochal ima dvar ma'aram, she can't eat that which is bad for producing milk. So my Nina, what is that? Amar Rav Kana, I'm not going to define them, you can look at the English for what they all mean, but Amar Rav Kana, kigon kashus, v'chazis, v'dogim, kadam, small fish, v'adama, the dirt. These are all bad for producing milk. And Abai Amar Filu Kara V'Chavusha, these are also not good for producing food, for producing milk. Rav Papa Amar Filu Kara V'Kufra, these are also not good. And Rav Ashi Amar Filu Kimcha V'Harsana Minayo, Paska Chava Minayo, Akru Chava, all these things are bad for the milk. Either it's going to stop it, or it's going to make the milk go bad. Okay, so we'll stop here, and then Mirz Hashem, you'll continue tomorrow, and then I'll be back Mirz Hashem Tuesday.